Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, it's a chilly Saturday morning as we turn the corner into December, headed for some holidays and some good fishing in the wintertime. Let's talk to Captain Darrell Carpenter of RealScreamers.com. He fishes in Grand Isle and areas surrounding. Darrell, what's going on down there? How are those guys going to be doing up in Galliano in the kayaks this morning?
Oh, I would imagine they're going to be a little bit cold, hoping like heck they got their base layers on.
Yes, indeed. So what's been going on around the island?
Well, Don, let me tell you, it's we've had a couple of good hard cold fronts, and we've had the water temperatures drop below 60. It's time for you and I to put that broken record on and start playing it every week, and can you guess what the title of that baby is?
I think so.
Yeah, it's the side of the road has busted wide open. It's been going on for a few days. There was a couple of days in between the front last week where inside did really well. Some good catches of trout still around. But this week with that cold water and the water temperature drop like it did, the side of the road just went stupid. Plenty of fish to be caught. In between fish, you can tuck into your car for a little while, get out the wind, get warm up a little bit. It's going to be that way until late February. It ended early last year. But it'll be that way until at least late February into March. Other than that, Don, it's the typical wintertime pattern is setting in. The sheephead are showing up. So speckled trout on side the road, run north and get protected for redfish. And if you just want to have a good old time and bring a kid fishing, make sure you put plenty of gnat spray on him so he doesn't get bothered. And dunk you some shrimp on top of oyster reef somewhere and it's full of sheephead.
Darrell, how would you suggest rigging up for that side of the road fishing?
Well, Don, most of that stuff there is either suspended baits or on the bottom. There's not a whole lot of cork fishing goes on there. You can catch them under a cork at times, but this is a good place where if you want to, people use baits that they tend to be confident in, and confidence means they've caught fish on them before. If you've ever thrown or wanted to throw a suspended hard stick bait or something like that and just didn't have confidence in it, now's a good time to throw a good suspending twitch bait on side the road, because if the fish are there, they're going to hit it. Anything from your semi-soft baits like your sluggos to any of your stick baits, your twitch baits that weren't running a suspended column at least 3-4 feet deep, and it's a good way to say, you know what, these baits really do work, because when you find the fish on that side of the road, on those road pits, they will hit that. If not, your various plastics on the bottom, just work them slow until you find the fish, work them different depths until you find the fish, and it'll be a confidence booster, I promise you.
Well, naturally, you want to find the sheephead along structure, whether it be, some bushes or grass alongside of a small bayou, or if you want to fish a weir or some type of a pole or pilings. How do you rig up? You prefer a jig head or just an open hook with maybe a split shot to get it down?
Well, if I'm targeting them, Don, I'd rather the jig heads. And I like the old H&H jig heads for that, because they typically have those longer shafts. And you would... the average is 8 to 10 fish off of a jig head, crimp the barb down. If you're strictly targeting sheephead, if you want to make your life easier, crimp the barb. That way you've got nothing to get hung up on. If he's not going to swallow the lead, if you're using the jig head, it's not going to be a gut hook where he swallows the lead. All you got to do is grab the head with a pair of pliers, jerk it out. The hook will probably straighten. Like I said, you get about 8 or 10 of them bending it back and forth before it finally breaks, and you just got to change jig heads.
That's how you can tell a sheephead. He's got a tackle box full of bent jig heads. You can bend them up.
Yeah.
Taking that barb off will make it easy and increase the life of your jig head for sure.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. And I mean, they don't typically swallow the lead portion of it itself, so it's always hanging out to grab. Grab it with your pliers, jerk it real good. It's going to straighten up. Just bend it right back. Sheephead are not picky. It's not about presentation. It's all about I'm hungry and you got something I want to eat.
Yes, they do, and they fight hard too. Darryl, somebody wants to get a gift certificate for someone for Christmas from realscreamers.com. How do they go about doing that?
Well, they can shoot us a text or email. Just get in touch with us, and we'll get it printed out and sent to them as long as they've got a, you know, if they've got a printer, we can just email it and let them print it, or we can print it out and mail it out to them. It's give us a call, 225-937-6288, or hit us on the website at realscreamers.com.
All right, my friend, have a good weekend. Stay warm. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right, Don, you have a good day.
Yes, sir. Captain Darryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com. Fishes down around the Grand Isle area.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.